Looking for the best doohickey to buy on Amazon? You may want to look beyond the one Amazon recommends. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. I need a Glockenspiel, because why not? Thing is, I know pretty much nothing about what makes for a good Glockenspiel. And when you search for Glockenspiel on Amazon, you get flooded with more than 1,000 results. Fortunately, one of the results has the label of Amazon's Choice. But it turns out that label isn't always a great indicator of quality. Nicole Nguyen is a technology reporter at BuzzFeed News. The Amazon's Choice label helps boost item sales, which also helps Amazon since it gets a cut. But Nguyen says there's not much known about how the designation gets awarded.
You know, who is choosing this product? Is it Jeff Bezos himself? Is it an Amazon employee? Is it a robot? And Amazon is pretty much a black box in terms of how big their marketplace is, how many products get Amazon's Choice, the designation. And the reason why they don't publicize those numbers is because they're changing all the time. Because Amazon's Choice is partially automated, that label is awarded and then taken away every single minute of every day. So it's impossible to track, but anecdotally, Amazon's Choice is not indicative of high-quality products necessarily.
How can this be manipulated?
Well, because review manipulation is so widespread on the platform, and by review manipulation, I mean like fake reviews or reviews for an entirely different product that isn't the product in the listing, as long as reviews are one of the metrics used to gauge whether or not a product should get this very special label, there's really no reason for consumers to trust Amazon's Choice.
So what is the solution here? I mean, do I need to double check all my purchases against like Consumer Reports or something like that?
Yes, I highly recommend doing off Amazon research. Do a cursory Google. Does that brand exist outside of Amazon? A quick search can really mitigate a lot of that. Read the reviews. If the reviews are suspiciously all 5 stars, that's a huge red flag. If the reviews don't even refer to the product that's being sold, that's a huge red flag. And there are sites like Consumer Reports and Wirecutter and Good Housekeeping that scientifically review and recommend products. So I would highly recommend using those sites while you're shopping.
That sounds like a lot of work. And I'm shocked that the 5-star thing is a red flag, because my goal is to find the product that's as close to 5 stars as possible. But you're telling me that's a mistake.
I know, it's deeply upsetting because, you know, rating systems are everywhere. TripAdvisor, Yelp, Amazon, and they can all be manipulated very easily. And this is 2019, and that is the story of 2019.
Nicole Nguyen is a technology reporter at BuzzFeed News. By the way, the reviews of Amazon's Choice Glockenspiel, not so great. I'm going to ask our music guy what he recommends. Or maybe I'll just steal this one he's left in the studio. Is this why I can't stop thinking about Glockenspiels? And now for some related links. The Wall Street Journal writes that Amazon has essentially given up control of its site to third-party sellers. That's led to a whole lot of unsafe products being listed for sale. The Journal says it found more than 4,100 items that were, quote, declared unsafe by federal agencies, are deceptively labeled, or are banned by federal regulators. Amazon's legal defense, because there have been lawsuits over deaths related to some of the items, is that it just provides a platform for third-party sellers. By the way, third-party sales now account for 60% of what gets sold on Amazon. Amazon-owned Audible is being sued by several major book publishers over a new feature it's releasing in some public schools. The Verge explains that the feature provides captioning of audiobooks so that listeners can read along in real time. The problem is that Audible hasn't licensed the audiobooks it bases its speech-to-text captioning on. Audible believes it's protected because the words are generated by artificial intelligence. Gotta have more Glockenspiel? We've got a link to a video of a pretty epic marimba and vibraphone performance. And yes, I know it's not a Glockenspiel. I just want you to know what I'm gonna look like when I play mine. Matt Purdy and Stephanie Hughes produce Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. We had help this week from Jody Becker. Sarah Brugger is our engineer. Our intern is Jesus Alvarado. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.